So another issue comes up in terms of tolerability. While you mentioned that it was well tolerated, one of the issues, as you said, was they had to have good liver function. So at this point, well, first of all, I should ask you, was this data enough for you to want to make this your first line therapy?
Absolutely. There is no question that this is going to be the first line treatment for patients with compensated liver function, yes. But let me, if I may, the liver function, because, that's, I think, an important factor.
Absolutely. Because that was one of the things that was interesting about the survey we did is almost everybody was saying Atezo-Bev, we said good liver function, but some people started to slip back to TKIs when we started to say, say a Child-Pugh-B, for example, E7.
Right. So the important thing about liver function is the following. If we go to the extreme, patients with poor liver function, Child-C patients, I think it's important for the audience to remember they have a median survival of 6 months. They die from their liver function. They don't die from their cancer. They don't die from their HCC. They just simply die because they have poor liver function. And unless, they can undergo liver transplant, that's basically their fate. And, so this is kind of the two different ends we're coming from. You always have to question yourself, is the cirrhosis or is the cancer the leading factor here and the threat for the patient? Once we talk about Child-B, now it becomes more difficult. And, I also want to mention that, the child classification, now we talk about Child-B7 versus 8 or 9. It was never actually developed to make a difference between 7, 8, or 9. This score was developed by surgeons many years ago to identify patients that would benefit from shunt surgery. It was nothing else. So nowadays, I understand that, we use Child A, and then investigators say, well, if it's a B7, he's still good. 8, we don't know. 9, we shouldn't. I think, that's still questionable. I generally say compensated liver function or not, because that's also clinically much easier to say rather than always going through the score and calculating this. But again, it is an important factor. I'm not so sure if it's safer to go with a TKI into a patient with a compromised liver function than with a checkpoint inhibitor.